Here's a tip from Georgia Power. Always be cautious of water levels. Quickly go to high ground if you see or hear rapidly rising water. Learn more at georgiapower.com.
I'm Tony Thomas, and I am the alderman for District 6. I've been on the council since 2000. I represent the district of the rivers. We have four major rivers, the Ogeechee, the Grove, the Forest, and the Vernon. One of the concerns that I have, especially with the environment, is the level of pollution that enters those rivers from the runoff in the city. For years, we've talked about how do we treat that runoff, how do we keep those toxins and that poison from going into our marshes and into our rivers, and we don't do a good job at it. If I agree with my opponent on one thing, we've done a lot of talk, but we haven't done a lot of action. Specifically, I want to just caution. This is the longest resolution that I've seen in 20 years ever presented. I think that it tackles all of your issues at once, and I don't know if that's in the best interest of trying to do something. I think you have to keep this thing a piece at a time. But I, you know, it's all worded that you would accept it. Of course I'm going to support this for 2030. But the reality is that it's like the mayor and others have said, there's a funding issue that also has to be explored. There is a a concern, what would this cost to implement? So I think that we need to have some time to evaluate, to truly take a look at this and work on and work with this to see where we go and have something to start. I think we could get on the road very easily, but I don't think that this is going to be a 10-year process. I think that this would actually take a lot longer than 10 years to accomplish everything that I read in this resolution. That said, though, you know, I would agree that we could support some of this and get rolling on some of it. We talk about climate change. I'm only going to use my district as an example. I look at what's happening to our rivers. I look at what's happening, especially in the Rosedew area. We now have water on many times that comes over the road in that area that has been there for 100+ years that's never come across that road. So we're now starting to experience and see when you hear people talk about, you know, tides and the influence of climate change, the changes that it's making. Rosedew is a clear example. If you go down there on many days, it's impassable, and it's a concern, and it should be a concern of everyone, because if you can't get an emergency vehicle in there because of that tide change, you know, how are you going to make sure that people are properly cared for and the safety of people is ensured? So it's going to cost a lot of money to fix that problem rather than address that problem. The fix would be to build a $5 million higher road going there. But the problem would only be put off to the future if we continue to go in that direction. So based upon what I've read here, I mean, I can support much of this. But I do want to say that this needs to be broken down into pieces. This is too much to swallow at one time. And I just think that you would have a higher chance of doing something here if you did it in pieces rather than doing it like this. I'm Tony Thomas. I ask for your support November 5th.
Here's a tip from our friends at Georgia Power. Never make your own electrical repairs to Georgia Power equipment. Let our crews do the dangerous work for you. Call Georgia Power at 888-891-0938 to schedule a repair.